Hey Garden Legends, this episode is brought to you by our mates at Dr. V, Australia's first healthy energy drink, with four refreshing drinks that boost energy, stamina and immunity without artificial colours, flavours and preservatives. This stuff's the duck's nuts.
In times when demand for energy is so high, Dr. V allows us to do this podcast with no jitters or crash. Visit drv.com.au and use hashtag blokes for 20% off and free shipping.
How you going, darling? Strike the light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Robert, mate. I'm good, good. How are you?
That's good, mate. I'd be better if you hit play on the camera about 10 minutes ago, but...
Yes, but take two.
Take two, take two.
Yeah, we're perfecting the art of
it wasn't perfect, podcasting. So we're doing it again. We haven't... This is our very first time podcasting, so excuse any new listeners. Mm-hmm. Any old listeners, you probably know that's a bit of a LOL.
We do regularly say that we are...
The most budget, unorganised...
Yeah, we just...
Rookie setup.
We're just going for it, mate. We don't really care
what in the charts. Think, this side of the hemisphere. Yes. No, we don't have a clue. How you been?
Good, mate. How have you been?
Good. I've been good.
Yeah, you're not bad. We're both flying out, aren't we? Soon.
Yeah, catch flights, not feelings. My flight, not feelings. This Friday coming.
My flight, not feelings.
11:30 at night, going to Melbourne, and then going from Melbourne to Auckland.
Yep. New Zealand.
Auckland.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand. Yeah, lucky you. You're going for pleasure. I'm going for pain. I'm going away as well for work, which is obviously
pain.
Not ideal, but I'm going to Melbourne afterwards, so beauty.
Yeah, nice, mate, nice. Just ahead of this episode, want to put out a formal language warning to all younger listeners.
Which I think we should have on the regular, considering you're around.
Yep. Cool.
Fair.
Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the title's going to be, but... It could have an F word in it, but there's going to be lots of F words as today.
Yep.
So any young listeners, or I apologise to mothers, I apologise to my own mother, I'll be saying fuck a fair bit in this episode.
Yep. The thing is, I would actually edit it all out, but it would just be so much, it would just take me forever.
And it's kind of contradicting and ironic that the episode's about how to not give a fuck if we were to worry about saying fuck.
Look, you're swearing for the right reason.
You're not swearing at anyone. It's just a word at the end of the day. Like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words.
I think you're emphasising the point, which I'm fine with.
It's an adjective, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
Could be. Could it's be. Also something else, but it's an adjective.
Yeah, it could be.
Thought of the week, mate.
Thought of the week. Yeah, I got this one.
You've got this one. You thought of this during the week? No, because we just filmed this episode and you didn't press play, and you told me it came from YouTube.
Yeah, it did. It did come from YouTube. I saw it the other day.
You're a YouTube fan?
Yes.
Do you listen to Super Bowl?
Pretty funny.
we just go through what we did in the previous episode.
Yeah. So this thought of the week is based around expectations.
Yep.
And I thought, I saw it and I thought, I listened to it again. I thought, I better send that to you because I think it's, you know.
Fitting.
Yeah. I wrote underneath it, I just go this, be kind to yourself, set your own standards and expectations and they're not based around other people, which does fit in with this episode. So, thought of the week. Nobody is going to speak to you more than you speak to yourself in your own head.
So true. So true. And I think we listen to everyone else and what they all say and all these opinions and all these, everything we hear from someone else. But the loudest voice in our head is the one that's coming from ourselves. Yep. And if that's full of negativity, doesn't matter what everyone else is going to say, you've got to speak kindly to yourself. You've got to speak positively to yourself or you're just going to be negative at the end of the day.
I really like the sub comment, set your own standards. Set your own expectations. Do things for yourself. Yeah. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
And as we'll go in later on, like, we do have this subconscious feeling of having, you know, to worry about what people think about us, to do things for people.
Yeah, for sure. But
at the end of the day, when you close your eyes, the thoughts in your head are what you've got to live with.
And, yeah, you create those thoughts at the end of the day. So, and they come from your, what's the word we always use? Perspective.
Yep.
Of everything going around you and the way people say things, how you perceive that, as oh, they said that tone, that's, and then at the end of the day, that's in your head and what you're running through your mind.
Yep.
So what you run through your mind will determine how you feel at the end of the day.
And when we were doing a bit of, you know, research, as we always do to plan for these episodes,
usually a few weeks in advance.
Yeah, a few minutes in advance. Sometimes we take the world on our shoulders and instead of making the world a better place, all we end up doing is creating stress for ourselves.
Very, very true.
So it's easy to, you know, tie all these thought of the week and the episode together.
It's almost like every episode we do at the end of the day ties in and they just work together.
Yep.
It's just it's like we planned it all.
Perfectly planned.
Perfectly. Nice.
Yep.
Cool. What's your song of the week, mate?
Song of the week, Heavy Hearted.
You told me that about 15 minutes ago.
Rehearsed that one. Yep.
Yeah, nice.
You?
Ballroom by Jack River.
Can I guess your bloke of the week?
No, you can guess it, but it's going to be wrong, so I'm going to change it.
Yeah, okay. It was Peter Brock.
Only because I was on the spot. And
oh, Peter... where are we?
Oh.
We're back in Wongan.
We're in the den.
We're in Wongan. Yeah. In town. The beautiful drive up here. It was a nice drive, actually. You know, if you're going to drive on a Sunday, there's far worse places to drive than up here.
And the canola's all flowering now.
It's real nice.
So it's lovely.
Yeah.
Not Peter Brock.
No, who's the bloke of the week?
I'm going to wore this one to myself.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Okay.
Other than the fact of...
So Nick Robbo's bloke of the week is Nick Robbo.
Your thought of the week that you've just given me.
Yeah.
I'm going to reward myself bloke of the week as my own personal...
Congratulations.
My own personal positive self-talk towards myself.
Cool.
There's no specific reason or anything I've done to deserve it, but
yep.
I'm just going to give it to myself to be positive.
Okay.
There you go, mate. There's a bit of bloody...
Yeah.
Own medicine given... Yep. That I'm receiving from myself.
Yep.
How about you, mate? It would be really fitting if you wore it to yourself.
Bloke of the week. I'll award it to you too, mate. Why not? Why not? We'll just double down. That's the first unanimous bloke of the week is yourself. So I hope you're proud.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I hope you're proud.
I'll take that and run with that. Yeah. As you can see, we put a lot of thought into the bloke of the week this week.
Yep.
How's your house, mate?
Oh.
Yeah. You living in it yet?
Yeah, built it overnight.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All by yourself or?
Yeah, of course.
No way.
Yeah, no. Just FYI, someone did say congratulations, Robbo, on building a house. That's me.
Brownie's got the house.
Robbo's got the sick setup in Wongan. Yeah, it's good, mate. Had my selections and stuff this week for tiles and flooring.
So you built the house and you only just picked out?
Yeah, no, I built like the bricks, put them all together.
You built the bricks. You didn't build the house, you just built the bricks.
No, I put the bricks on, and the roof on and stuff, but then I've got to go and select the tiles, so then lay myself, and then I've got to do all the plumbing.
What do you pay yourself?
I don't pay myself, mate. I'm just that good a bloke to do it for free.
Nice. So you're a chippy, you're a bricky?
Oh, everything. I'm a handyman, that's for sure.
You're a jack of all trades, but a master of none?
Yeah.
What's the rest of that saying? I know it. You're a jack of all trades, but a master of none. But a master of one, I can't remember.
Okay, in all honesty though, I would not be able to do one single thing to build a house. I'm glad someone's building it for me.
We all know that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, no, someone's got to be the brains behind these sort of things.
What else in our introduction? My puppy's going well.
Oh yeah,
Hachi boy.
You're a father.
Yeah, as I told you.
Genuinely a father.
A genuine biological father.
Yes.
He looks like me too.
Yeah.
Strong. He's going to be this big boy. Mm. Big boy.
Mm.
Yeah, mate, that's the introduction, that's the episode. Sweet.
As always.
As always, folks. So this episode, how to not give a fuck. Now, writing this out, it was all based on how to not give a fuck about the things that don't matter that are affecting us. But at the end of the day, we do need to give a fuck. And I think we can make an episode now based off things that we don't need in our lives to give a fuck about. And then we do an episode on things in our lives we do need to give a fuck about, because life would be dog shit if you didn't care about things.
That's an important point, is that there are things you need to care about,
mm-hmm.
and there are things that you don't need to care about.
Yep.
There are people that you should care about their opinions,
yep.
and there's people that you shouldn't.
Yep.
So, as you said, this one's going to be on one side of the coin, then the other side, we can do another one. And then I think, to sum that all up, it's all about balance, finding the middle ground.
We can do another episode,
yep.
putting the two together. So you've got the next 3 months of bloke-to-bloke planned out in the last 2 minutes.
Yep.
Pardon me.
Yep.
Brownie.
Yep.
First question.
Yes.
I'll ask you.
Okay.
Do you give a fuck?
Okay. When you say that, you're talking about caring less and all that.
Yes, this episode is the carefree side.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, of course. I think everyone does, and it would be... naive of someone to say they don't.
Yeah.
But I think I've got better over the years as we've grown up and, going through your 20s to care less about certain things and certain people.
Yeah.
But I probably cared way too much.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
But, it's something that, as most things we say on here, working on.
Work in progress.
Towards,
yep.
bettering that, find that balance yourself.
Yeah, be the same. Yeah. I think... I used to care a lot growing up, and then obviously doing a lot of social media stuff, you're exposed to a lot of people's opinions and comments, and
yeah.
you just have to learn, if you're going to keep doing it, you have to learn to manage it correctly and give your care to the right people, the right things.
It's like when you put the mic on and you record yourself and you put it on the internet, like you are inviting people to have an opinion. Like
essentially, yeah.
You've just unfortunately got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, the bigger you get on TikTok, for example, yourself, you know, the more good comments you get, but also the more negative comments you get.
Yeah, I got a comment the other day. It was like on my Bonds ad. It was like, this is the first TikTok of yours I actually like.
Yeah. But you like left a comment. So it's just, there was one the other day that was just like, no one cares, mate, or something to you. And like,
did that? I don't know.
Yeah. You don't even pay attention.
It just goes like back in the day, I used to comment on it and like bite back. And it's just, you get older and the more you're exposed to it, you learn to let it go. And that's like the wisdom and the knowledge of these things. It just comes with age.
I think it was you that said it, and then I started doing it on TikTok. It was like, if it doesn't add any value, just don't say anything.
Yeah, that's If you've got 100 nice comments saying, oh, this is so lovely, this is so good, you got one bad comment, why the fuck would you give the bad person your time in replying, biting back, when you didn't acknowledge the nice comment from the other people?
Yeah.
And if you're not going to comment on the other 100 people saying thank you so much, you aren't allowed to give the time to the shit person.
There was one TikTok that I did that called out some pretty nasty comments about masculinity and man up and stuff, and there's a few comments I bit back at, but I thought the comment that I had, you know, replying to this person did add value, because if someone sees it, then at least they can.
That's another thing.
So like, for example, like I had, like, let's say I had 100 comments, it was quite a lot, like 50, it was 50-50 split, people like, he's right, man up, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I didn't really answer those, but then someone's like, there was one where I just said, someone was like, why do you care? Like, it doesn't bother you. And I'm like, well, you're teaching young kids to call each other pussies and man up and stuff. It's just not like, so
that I can respect.
If I add value by saying, no, I say that, then at least the next person comes along and sees it. So it's not a bite back.
Yeah. That's a...
Yeah. Yeah. Rather than saying like, you dog, blah, blah, blah.
You just swear.
No,
this is a swear-free podcast.
Yeah, I know.
How to give less fucks.
Yep.
I think the first bit I got here, which is what I've personally learned recently, is to live in the present. I don't know if... Did we mention this on the podcast? Living in the present? Yeah. No. Yes.
Sunset.
Oh, yeah. But then something I figured out recently, which has helped me drastically, is we don't actually live in the present in what we're doing most of the time. And I always thought of it as this airy fairy, live in the present, at some bloody... crystal charging spiritual Yahoo bullshit that doesn't apply to me. I live in the present, obviously. I'm here in the present, but at the end of the day, how many of our thoughts are engulfed by what's happened in the past, what happened yesterday, what happened last hour, what happened last week, last year, and then how many of our thoughts are given to the future? What's happening? What's going to come? What am I going to use my degree for? What job am I going to get? I've got work tomorrow. That's all living in the future. How often are you living in the present, looking around you going, wow, what a lovely day I'm in. What am I doing right now?
The drive here,
for example. Your mind is solely fixated on the present. And when you actually make that thought process of, hang on, that's so true, you tend to care less about what's... Obviously, you need to reflect on what's happening, what's coming. But that's not happening right now. So the more time you give that, the less you're in the present, the more you're worried about things that essentially aren't happening right now.
Perspective.
And it's... So that's a big thing, to not care so much about what's coming, what's happened, is to focus on living in the present, which is the only thing that matters at the point in time, because it's the only thing happening at that point in time.
Agreed.
So it's a bit of I'd learned that myself getting out of the situation I was in. It's how much of my thought process is given to the worry of the future.
I think we have a tendency to either, one, worry way too much about the past, or worry way too much about the future.
Yeah.
And in the end, you're not living present. You're here, nor here nor there.
You're literally nowhere.
You're looking... So, for example, for the future, you're looking towards these events, and then when they come, you're looking towards the next, and you never actually live the event.
For sure. Right? And I always thought that in terms of, like, school, uni, work, getting married, having kids, affording this, affording that. We worry about these things, and once we achieve that thing we've worried about, we worry about the next.
That's why people say that, you know, like, oh, time flies. Like, oh, gee, it's only, you know... School feels like a lifetime ago. Well, that's because you let it.
Yeah, you didn't live in that moment. Yeah. So you worry about uni.
Yeah.
So that's your future. Then you worry about the job you're going to get once you've completed uni. That's your future. Then you worry about the mortgage you're going to repay. That's your future. When are you actually going, hang on, that will come in time, let me focus about the present?
Do you find that journaling and stuff helps you reflect on the day in that present moment?
Because, yeah, that's what essentially, if I'm going to get really technical, you're reflecting on the past, but it's the past for the day.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying, right? Yeah. But it helps you.
Really, it tones it all back.
It really grounds what happened today, where you are, how you're feeling right now.
It's grounding.
Yeah.
So if you're someone that really struggles with future thoughts and past thoughts that are doing you no good, journal based on what's happening in the here and now, and it will just bring your mind back to the present. Even if it's for the 1 minute you're journaling, that's 1 minute more you're spending in the present.
Yep. I was saying the other day, when I go away for work, I hate parts of it because I just look forward to coming home.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is just like wasting 10, 11, 12 days
away
in the present, and I've got to really try and just like soak up being there.
Oh, it's sick. I'm on a flight. This is sick. I'm in another part of Australia.
Taking for granted what you're doing. Hey, you mentioned mistakes, and that's a good one as well.
Yeah.
Accepting that you've probably made a few mistakes. I've probably made a few. And
me? No.
Never. Of course not. But, you know, everyone makes mistakes.
Yep.
It's part of life, and messing up is what everyone does, but it's not about really the mistake. It's more about how you can...
So it was a mistake slash failure for this, which is all fucking inevitable.
The big F word.
There's two big F words in this episode.
Yeah.
It is inevitable making mistakes and failing. And it's perspective, our favourite word, how you view these situations. It's, am I going to give this all my care that's not worth it, this little failure? Or am I going to, bugger that happened. I'll do this differently next time. That next time is in 2 weeks. So I'm not going to give it 2 weeks of stress. I'll worry about it when I need to worry about it for what's happening.
So I've written down here, if you see failure as not being perfect, you're going to be permanently miserable. A more realistic idea of failure is giving up. If you haven't given up, you haven't failed. See failure as a learning curve, a trial and error process.
Yeah, that's so true. It literally, like, I remember learning in school, like, oh, you need to fail to succeed. You need to go through failure. It's so true. It is so true. How can you get better at something if you,
failure is not big nor small. So you can apply it to anything, right? So we joked about it at the time, and I love using this example, is that second episode where we technically failed, right? The episode was terrible. The audio was crap. We failed, right? But that small little failure, you turn it in, you make changes. The next one was way better.
Yeah.
And ever since then, better and better and better.
Yeah.
Right? So it's even small, tiny things.
Yeah. So then
failing a unit at uni, right?
Yeah.
Big deal. It's not great. Big deal.
No.
But it's not the end of the world. You learn from that. It's not about, okay, you shouldn't fail, but it's not really about the failure. It's more about how you manage that, you deal with that, you change that.
Yeah. And usually what you failed in that unit, you will then never fucking forget. And you'll remember that for as long as you need to remember that.
Yeah.
So, but bringing that around to not giving a fuck, it's don't care about failure. Don't worry so much about failure that you forget actually learning the process of what you needed to learn. And when you do fail, 9 times out of 10, you'll learn that thing better and you'll remember it more. And at the end of the day, like, what, that's what you want.
The sooner you accept you're going to make mistakes, and the sooner you accept that you're going to fail at things.
Yeah.
It, like I said before, it's about not giving up. That's when the word failure becomes far less scary.
Yeah.
It's far less worry about it. You care less about it.
Yeah, there's so many connotations with failure being a negative thing, and it's a shame, and it's true. It is there as a negative thing, but it's not. Just think of failure as learning curve. Mm. Oh, I had a learning curve. I had a learning curve. I had a learning experience.
Yeah.
It seems a lot fucking softer, and that's all it is, just reworded.
Yep. Another good way to care less is not focusing really on what you don't have, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want that one. You've got a nice quote there. I like it.
Yes. So we read this. I reworded it. I thought this was fucking awesome because we all seem to do this. I'm going to look this dead eye in the camera.
It's funny how all these things, like, you don't realise are like actually the way the world works until, like, you read it and you're like,
we read this. I'm like, that's to a fucking T. Human default position tends to sit on the side of lack rather than abundance. So we look at the things we have in life and we look at what we don't have. We compare to others and go, oh, they've got more of that. They've got more of that, when we don't actually look at what we have an abundance of, which often outweighs what we have lack of. But our mind tends to sit, being a human brain, in the side of lacking, comparing to others. And what does that do? What good does that do? Fuck all at the end of the day.
There's always someone with more and there's always someone with less.
Yep.
So to care less, you really need to focus on the positives in life, you've got.
Yeah.
Not what you
and
don't
worry
have.
About you.
Yep. Not what you don't have.
Yeah, because, yeah, they're all...
Which we've all done.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
He has a BMW. I don't have a BMW. Well, I have a car.
Yeah.
And even if it's not a great car, I still have a car. Some people don't have a car.
That other person, so yeah, who did I say this to? I think it was, I don't know if it was Lauren.
Mm.
If you're going to compare to someone, you've got to compare to someone on the other side as well.
Yeah.
If you're going to go compare to someone making twice as much money as you, you have to give that same amount of time compared to them as you're going to compare to someone making half the amount of money as you. It's so if you're going to choose to compare, you need to do both sides. And the more you do both sides, you'll realise...
I am pretty certain if you look at the positives in life and what you do have, then you will care less about other people.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're more grateful for what's around you, living more in the present. It all ties in together, and it's just the perspective of that situation.
Yep.
And yeah. Yeah, which, heaps, yeah.
Which I think a good way to do that is to journal,
mm-hmm.
even if it's reflect mentally.
Yeah.
You know, think about all the good things you have, write it down.
Yeah.
It's a good way to go.
Yeah. Another one is remember what is important to you. If you worry about everything else and everyone else, at the end of the day, a lot of that stuff isn't actually important to you. The worry you give to these people, these things, they don't actually matter too much to you.
Yep.
You just think they do, or they do for other people, so they need to apply to you. You need that much of that. You need that quantity. You need to be doing that good at that thing. At the end of the day, is that really that important to you to be good at that, or they just are and you want to be as good as them?
Mm-hmm.
So just learn to allocate where you put your care in terms of what's important to you, because if you just narrow it down to things that you actually care about, what's important to you, you'll care a whole lot less about things that you perceive as being important to you but aren't actually important to you.
Yep.
I think that makes sense.
Yep.
If it doesn't make sense, let me know. Yep. I'll bloody remake sense it.
This one's a big one for me. This is like me to a T. Worrying and what ifs.
There's always going to be what ifs.
Yeah. I was like a person that was always like, in the moment, like, what if this happens?
Yeah.
Worrying about this, worrying about that, overthinking, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's just wasted energy.
It is.
It is wasted energy. And it's easy for us to say, you know, oh, don't worry. Because I hate everyone hates when people say, yeah, when everyone's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's like, you know, if I'm worrying about it, you say, don't worry about it, I'm probably worrying about it more now. Like, it comes back to all the same things about journaling and reflecting and trying to live in the present. And we spoke about mistakes, and that's the past. But there's the what ifs of the future side of it.
Yep.
You've just got to understand that it is wasted energy.
No, 100%.
Yep.
100%. Yeah, you've only got so much energy in a day to give to your thoughts. And if you think of it as that, you've got your energy is 100. And each thought you're going to give is taking away from 100. At the end of the day, you're going to reach zero.
If you have anxiety, you'd know, or if you have like real big stresses physically and mentally, it drains the hell out of
it. It does.
Like you get to like 2 or 3 o'clock, like for example, like a massive day at work, you're really stressed, like you're worrying about something. You're like knackered.
Yeah, you're spent.
Yeah.
It's because you've allocated all your energy. It takes energy to stress and care about things. So you've allocated your stress. And your
stress is, it raises your heart rate variability. There you go. Which is, you know, the gap in between your heart beating.
Do you?
Therefore, your expenditure of energy is
gosh.
Yeah.
He's smart. He's smart.
Yeah.
I'll bring it back to normal people talking.
Yep.
At the end of the day, your stress is energy. And the stress and energy you give something, if you're going to waste it on shit, you're going to, at the end of the day, you're going to be out. And you're not going to have time to give it to the things you want. It might be gym. So you might give your stress and energy to a thought process of something happening in the future. Get to the end of the day, you've got nothing left in you to go to the gym or things you want to do in the present, in the here and now, that matter here and now, because nothing past the here and now is even guaranteed. And you wasted that on things that don't require your stress and energy. So, yeah, the what ifs there for you are a big one.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go to the next one, mate?
Sure.
This is actually really good. It kind of lines up well with it's okay not to be okay. Let it be okay that things aren't okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to have control over fucking everything in your life. That's inevitable.
Yeah.
And then things aren't always going to be smooth sailing. Things aren't always going to be flowing exactly how you want them to. And just let it be okay. You can use whatever, I don't know, perspective you want on the situation. If you want to go full extreme, I've got a roof in my head, I've got food in my guts, I've got clean water to have a shower, and I've got clean water to drink. It's okay that this other thing happened. I thought the other day after I've been through the situation I've been through.
Yeah.
I was driving. I was like, I could rear-end this car right now. And I wouldn't really care. As long as they're okay and I'm okay. I'll get the insurance details. It's not the end of the world. I can get that fixed. I can get the car replaced if it's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, my my mindset completely changed from that situation to really narrow my caring into things that really matter at the end of the day. So
let's use physical health here as an example, right? So when you go to the gym and you lift weights, when you...
We love going back to this.
Yep. When you lift weights and you, you know, do a session, what happens is you break down. You're doing little tears in your muscles, right?
Yeah.
And that little breaking down there,
yeah,
you eat protein and you grow from it.
Yeah.
So if you use that with your mental health,
yeah,
and you use that with examples here, you have to really go through a little bit of breakdowns,
yeah,
a few little issues, yeah, whatever it is, big or small, big ones, to grow. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That is that there to a T.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, that's failure.
You have to fail essentially to succeed in the long term.
Or a learning curve, which we can put in a softer term.
Yeah.
So whether it be, yeah.
Like your little tears in your muscles are your little failures.
Yeah.
And then when they grow back nice, big and strong muscles, there's your success.
Yeah, literally.
That's how it works.
No, that's well put. I've got nothing to say, mate. You just completed this episode. Bloke to bloke. No, jokes. So another topic of how to not care for everyone. Sorry, I've just completely lost
my thought. You're trying to touch me, mate.
How to not give a fuck.
Yep.
I was reading my next line. Not everyone has to or will like you. And the more of a personality you are, the more outgoing you are, the more the disliking side will grow.
Yep.
And you need to accept that. So if you want to be who you want to be, you want to achieve what you want to achieve, you want to set out to do what you want to set out to do, you're going to have more people dislike you. And that's fine. That's more than fine. That's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to sit in your room all day, which is also going to lead people to dislike you.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer that people aren't going to like you. And I think another big thing, I thought of it, but I don't know if I talked about it in an episode, is don't be someone else to try and impress other people. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to have people not like you.
Yeah.
For who you are, plus you're not going to have people like you for who you're pretending to be.
This flows exactly into the next one I was going to say.
So you may as well just be you and do you.
Yep. Be thin, be beautiful, show off your wealth and status, and then you'll be liked. That's what's written down here. Society's expectations.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Ridiculous.
Absolute load of shit.
Yeah. You run with that, mate.
Yep. Oh, it just flows in nice. I'm just saying, you know, like it.
Yeah.
You no matter. What you do, as you said, people are going to like you and people are not going to like you. Mm. And you can drive a nice car and post it all over social media, probably not going to make people like you anymore.
No, you can do. You can be the fastest runner and people won't like you because you're faster than them, or you can be the slowest runner and people won't like you because you're slow. You can have a funny running style but have a world record and people will comment about how funny your running style is. Like, it is just... it's never ending that people will dislike you regardless. So the sooner you realise that and the sooner you stop caring about that and put your focus, time and energy into what you enjoy doing for the people that enjoy it, the happier you'll be and the less you'll give a fuck.
When you say people won't like you though, it's not apples and apples, comparing apples with apples. Because people who? Are your family people? Is it randoms you know on the street? You know, people aren't all the same. It's about who doesn't like you and who likes you. It's the right people.
It's true, mate. You make a good point, actually.
There. Apples with oranges there.
Apples and pears and turtles and bananas, tomato and sauce.
Barbecue sauce. You get what I'm saying, though, right? Yeah. Like, you can't compare all people as equal. So,
no.
If you and I walk down the road and the bloke across the road goes, I don't like you, bloody idiot. Well, if that was my dad saying that, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's the bloody caption in my Instagram, bro? How does it go again?
I don't know. You're seeing your Instagram, not mine.
I've had a mind blank. Hang on, folks. Just bloody never take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Yeah.
And that comes back to that. There's going to be people disliking. There's going to be people giving you criticism that you're not going to take advice from. So you can take it on if you want, but you're only going to give a bigger fuck if you do, based off people that aren't your people at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You listen to the advice from the people that aren't your people. And if it comes across nasty, it's not advice. It's judgment. So, you got one more there? Or do you want me to fucking...
Yeah, I like this one.
Bloody, it's good, mate. I'm joking. I like it, or just you?
The thing is, they all sort of sound the same and they all come back to the same concepts, which is kind of good. This one is about being good enough.
Yeah.
Right? Because it says here, what is good enough? Who defines what is good, what is not?
Where's the good enough scale that we have to follow?
Yeah. You have to sort of good challenge... enough? Yeah. You have to challenge that and it comes back to not really caring about the expectation and people, and really just understanding that you are good enough in what you do.
That's so true. That is so true. Like, no, that makes, fuck yeah. Like, the good enough scale of what's good enough
who defines
yeah, it comes from comparing to other people.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm not good enough because, and this is something I struggle with a lot, because look at them and look how well they're doing. Who determines that what they're doing
is... Can I challenge you here?
If you want.
Where do you mostly compare people? What is that on the street? Is it on social media? Usually. Most people compare it to each other on social media. And what is social media?
Just a piece of fake shit.
Yeah, it's rubbish. It's past
capture moments of someone else's life.
How long have you had Instagram? What, like nearly 10 years?
Yeah.
How many posts have you got?
180.
Yeah. So you've got 100 posts in the last 10 years.
It's not many.
No. I've got 30.
Yeah, I post a lot.
That's 30 snapshots of the last 10 years.
And they're probably snapshots of your best moments, because that's all we tend to share. Fucking hell. These episodes really do toy.
So, you know what I mean? Like, who defines what is good
enough? The good enough scale.
When you're comparing to people who, for example, if you compare to me, who's got 10 years of life.
Not much
and there's,
in life.
And there's 30 snapshots.
Not much there.
You're comparing to... You know, first thing you do when you buy a house, your brand new car, social media, that's all the good stuff. But not many people are posting themselves when they're, like, having a terrible day at work.
Yeah.
And they're, like, breaking down. They don't want to go to the gym. They couldn't do anything worse right now than doing
that.
No one shares that.
Yeah. I literally put a story up of my dog. I was like, he looked hell cute. I didn't put the one up where he looked fucking ugly shitting. That's just...
example.
It's the perfect example.
I know.
That's not really, but it is, but it isn't.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I took 1,000 fucking photos to get the one where he's looking at the camera.
Mm.
And you put that in terms of everyone else's snapshot of their lives, and whether it be on social media or real life, you might watch them run the race. Like, oh, fuck, they just ran that in 100-meter race in 6.3 seconds. I wish I could do that.
That's why your TikToks and stuff where you are showing some emotion are refreshing to see, because you don't see that often at all.
Yeah, you just see the good side of people. And we often just compare, which I've always done and do, to things that don't really matter.
Mm.
The basics of...
material stuff.
Yeah, and the basics of... And like I said before, remember what's important to you, and that's something I need to do more of. I compare to myself... or things I do or have achieved, other people's achievements, which are things I don't actually really care about.
It's like, when someone, like, for example, I don't really care about a Mercedes. Like, I'm not a car guy, right, for example. But then someone posts the photo of the Mercedes and I'm like,
It's pretty nice, bro.
Yeah, I want a Mercedes.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not important to me. And it wasn't before. And just because they post it, now it's important to me.
Yeah, and now it's in your mind. It's taking up stress and energy. And it's, what is it? The good scale.
Yeah, we'll
call it the good enough scale.
Yeah, who defines that?
No one. Yeah. You do. You define it yourself.
Yep.
So that's where you just need to look at yourself and your achievements.
Set your own standards. Set your own expectations.
And that helps and comes from journaling of what you achieved today. Write yourself some positive affirmations. If I did really well today, I did this and this. That's based off your scale of you and what you've achieved. You're not comparing that to someone else and what they've done. How many steps they did in a day. How much money they made. All these other things.
Yep.
Because someone can always do that to you. Oh, they made twice as much money as I did, yada, yada, yada. While you're there, stressed and worried because you're comparing to someone that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but their money's their money, they spend it on themselves, and your money's your money you spend on yourself, so it doesn't really matter how much they make. It does not affect you at all.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think...
It's ingrained in society. That's the problem. It's hard to challenge...
We've all just fucked ourselves up.
It's hard to challenge the thinking because it's ingrained in society.
Yeah, I took a pay cut, essentially, I get less per hour now to be farming, but I'll drive out doing things sometimes. I look around, I'm like, as if I get paid to do
this. You took a pay cut in terms of financially, but overall, is it really a cut?
No. Fuck no.
You lost a little bit of money for a big mental gain?
Yeah. And literally, I'll be driving around, just fucking driving through a crop to go fix a fence.
Mm.
This is sick. As if I'm getting paid to do this. This is beautiful. And the perspective of living in the moment, I could think of, if 4 years ago I chose to study this, I could be doing this right now, I could be like this person. I wouldn't be happy, because that isn't important to me. What's important to me is enjoying the here and now and being out and about and doing what I'm doing.
Well, like I said last episode, that here and now is the tendency of the current society's expectations is we all hate Monday, We climb Tuesday, we climb Wednesday, we get to Thursday, we're looking forward to Friday, we enjoy Friday, we get to Saturday, we get to Sunday night, we hate Sunday night. And we come all the way back down the slide.
We just cycle.
And that's why, like, for example, the way I could view today is that I just drove 2 hours out here and I'm going to drive 2 hours. That's 4 hours of my Sunday that I'm driving to do this.
Yeah.
But this is something that we enjoy.
Yeah.
We're doing this for a good reason.
Yeah.
It's a nice drive. What else could I be doing? And I'd rather live every day sort of like doing a little bit of work, you know, making progress, enjoying things like that, rather than crashing on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Get looking forward to
the big cycle.
Climbing the cycle through the week. So living in the present.
Yeah. You mentioned crashing, mate. Did you go out last night?
No.
We should put it this in the intro. How was last night?
Good. Are you done? Because I've got a few other things we can chat about.
I've got one more, mate.
Hit me.
Care about... This is my bloody... I've thought of this quite a lot.
Yes.
Care about the... Care about the variables you can control. Mm. The rest is out of your control. Sorry, I didn't even read that right. Care about the variables you can control. The rest is out of your hands.
Yep.
If you're caring about variables you have no control over, there is literally no point, because you literally have no... I'm not saying there's no point, sorry, but you have no input or say or anything to do with that. What's going to happen is going to happen regardless of what you do. So you do and control what you can in that moment. The one thing you can control is how you react.
I was a massive worrier about things like that. You know, like you go for an interview and then you finish the interview and you just worry about, am I going to get the job? Am I going to get the job? Well, everything that you can control, you've controlled up until now. You can't control the rest.
Yeah, you talked about that as well. And it's like, it could be an interview. If someone's listening to this, kind of interview coming up. Control the variables you can control. What are the common interview questions? Prepare for them. A few abstract, wacky ones. Mm. Get prepared for them. You go in there, they ask something different. You can't control that. You go in there confident, going,
The second you close the door and you leave, it's done.
Yeah.
You can't control it.
No.
It's like, and it's easier said than done. It's like when you sit a test at school or uni and you prepare, you do it, and then it's like, shit, what if I didn't do this? What if I didn't do that? Did I do this? Well, you know what? It'll just be.
It's done.
It's gone. You can't go back, steal the bloody test, change your answer. Yeah. Mark it yourself, whatever.
Reword the question.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Study what you can study for, what you know you have to. Mm. If you get in there and you haven't been prepared on things you know you can prepare for, that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
They're the variables you can control. If you get in there as a fucking whack question that you had no idea would be in there, you shrug your shoulders and go, oh, fuck, that sucks. At least I learnt all this stuff that I studied for.
Mm.
Cool, walked out of here with knowledge of things that I put my focus on.
So that ties in with mistakes, as we said before. You made the mistake. All right. It's been and gone now.
Yeah.
What can you control? How can you fix it?
Yeah.
How can you learn from it? How can you grow from it?
Don't give a fuck about the failure of these things.
Absolutely.
Just learning curves. Not failure, learning curves.
Yep.
You got any more, mate?
No, I'm good.
Sure?
Yep. We've got a little outro for your comments. Firstly.
You go.
Yeah.
Your idea, so you go first.
We launched our Shopify new website.
Yes.
Gearing up for some... merch.
Some gear.
Yep, you've got the shirt on today. So strong. Provide an update.
You got that, mate.
The order is on its way.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yep. We have got shirts coming.
Hats sick.
Coming.
Sick.
Hats are coming as well, trucker caps.
Shirts are coming.
So like keep an eye out for that. We'll obviously release that, but in sort of celebration of doing that, we're doing a giveaway.
Yeah.
Give you a shirt for free. Jump onto the website. It's actually our last Instagram post. Put your email in, pick a winner. And we'll do that in a week or so.
Yeah. No doubt we'll give away fucking shitloads of these. Always do the odd fucking throw in your story, get a free shirt or something.
Yeah, yeah. So this one we'll do, sign up to the mailing list and we will keep you updated with everything and we'll do a giveaway for that and then we'll do one sharing it when we're
Yeah, we'll do it for the hats, do it for the shirts, do it for bloody...
So when you're back from, you'll be a changed man when you're back from New Zealand
and
we'll have some shirts ready to go. Also, as always... hashtag blokes for 20% off and free shipping for our Dr. V.
The good stuff.
Tell you what, you said, did I go out last night? Well, I'll tell you what I had this morning. I did have a bender mender, let's just say that.
So you did go out, mate. Thought we were
gonna all I'm saying is I had a bender mender. And here we are. Fine form.
I know you went to bed pretty late and you made the trip out here, so.
Yeah, well, that's what Dr. V does.
Must have worked wonders.
No jitters, no crash.
Fucking
what did I say? I said to you in the week, actually, I said, oh, man, I'm struggling today. I need a karma karma.
You did actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So
need a boost.
Yeah. As always, we love seeing people buy those. So
yeah. Yeah. Which we, yeah, we love seeing those.
Anything shares. Else on your end, Matt, before we
fucking
for another few weeks?
For another fucking 6 months. You're also, yeah, if I could be in jail or anything in New Zealand, so.
I'll bail you out, mate. Don't worry.
Or just come into the episode. Just yeah. Throw me a mic through the bars.
Yeah. I'll just say, come on, mate, bloke to bloke's in there, they'll let you out.
Yeah.
Do you want to just, to finish, give me one thing you learned today?
What did I learn today? The one thing that stood out to me in the notes of preparing this is what I like about this as well, because we get all this stuff up.
We reflect so much.
We get all this stuff up to share with our notes, but then we look at the notes that we've actually got, and it's like, whoa, that actually applies to me.
Yeah.
Remember what is important to you. I think that's something I need to do more of, that I will put my mind, my focus, my energy, my stress into things and compare myself to them that aren't actually important to me. I think they should be important to me, or they're important to someone else, so I feel like they should be important to me, or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, if I step back and go, what's actually important to me? Not that.
Yep.
Why am I giving that stress? Yep. Why am I comparing to that?
Yep. Me?
You.
Who defines what is good enough?
Yeah, the good enough scale.
Yep. Who defines that?
We'll make that a thing.
Yep. I have been doing it a lot lately, which is good, but I've been setting my own standards, my own expectations based on what I think and not what other people think. And
can we, like,
being good enough is
can we patent paint that?
Patent it.
No, we're painting it.
Oh, painting it.
No, what's the actual word? Patent it?
Patent.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. That's what I thought you were saying. I'm like, wait.
I was taking the piss.
Yes.
No, we'll paint that. Copyright. We'll actually make a good enough scale that you can actually use. Yeah.
Well, it's considered you're the unanimous bloke of the week. You're probably at the top, aren't you?
Well, no comment, mate. I'll leave that for the viewers to figure out. I'm going to create a good enough scale that helps you sort out your good enough scale based off.
I can tell you what, we can do a good enough scale based on energy drinks, Red Bull down the bottom and Bend and Mender at the top.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation right now.
Yeah.
The good enough scale. Yep. I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
I don't know when, probably in a few years' time. maybe 4 or 5.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. You'll probably die if you hold your breath.
Yeah, no, okay.
Cool. Don't lose sleep over it or you won't get any sleep.
And sleep is important.
Which you'll also end up dying because you need sleep.
Yeah, and as you know from one of those episodes, 14, sleep is important.
14, 15 days?
What?
You'll die if you don't get sleep.
Oh, I don't know.
Figure that out. Okay. If you're listening,
we'll come back.
Message us on Instagram at bloke to bloke or at _ Nick Robo or at JB.
JBrown 27.
JBrown 27 or at Dr. V. just message us and say how many days you can go without sleeping till you die.
Yeah. Or what you define as good enough. That would be
your good enough scale.
Yep.
Yeah, you got two. That's research topic for us listeners. Yep. Us listeners today.
Well, we said this was going to be a short one. It's not a short one.
How long was it?
50 minutes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
I knew it would carry on.
Yep.
Fucking oath.
Well, we'll hope we see you back in one piece in a few weeks, mate.
And you, mate.
Enjoy your trip.
Thanks, mate.
As always.
As always.
Bloke to bloke.
Bloke to bloke.
Bloke to bloke.
Bloke to bloke. Bloke to bloke. Bloke to bloke. Bloke to bloke.